He's gone.
Dad, Mom says I came from an ape.
What? Is God real?
When did creation begin?
Think about everything.
And if you still don't have the answer?
Let's talk about it.
Active FM with your man Musa here around the table.
Yeah.
It's feasting.
Yeah.
What are you feasting?
The word.
Okay. It's feasting the word is very spiritual. Yeah. Musa is is here. You know?
Yeah.
The first man from the west. What? I almost the said sub- website. West side.
West side,
you know,
nah.
Speaking about the gospel, feasting on the word of God.
Yeah,
interesting.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Don't forget, this is our show. Let's talk.
Let's talk.
Active FM, and we're ready. We're ready for you.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, are you ready for us?
Yeah, that's $1 million question. You can answer it with transfer $1 million to your account right now.
Yeah. Yeah. So, because, you know, our minds, they just have this gold and we're about to unpack.
Mm.
Are you ready?
We're about to unpack. Yeah.
This is Luando, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Luando is speaking.
Yeah, that's Luando.
Luando,
I mean, not, you know my voice by now.
Yeah. So we're going to be talking about something that's very, very interesting. Musa, do you still remember the topic?
Yes.
Okay, tell us.
Yes. I do remember, though.
Tell us.
I do remember. The only thing I remember is that the topic is deep and it's full of food. Okay, I'm joking. No, joking. Is it the 9th century?
No, not what do you call this century that we're focusing on?
The topic. So right now I'm sitting in, okay, I can't tell you my exact location. but what is your life's geolocation? You know what I'm saying?
That's
so
good.
Yeah. But I can't tell you where I am. Yeah.
You know.
But in terms of life, what I mean is where you at.
Mm.
Not like where you physically at.
Yeah.
Where you at, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to be looking at one of the books of the Bible. It's making sense.
Yeah.
At one of the books of the Bible. There we go again. So it's going to be interesting because we have, you know, we want to portray this based on the idea that we have, you know, as we normally say, Active FM, let's talk. We focus on things that matter, that encourage people, inspire people. We talk about things that matter. And right now, we are here to do our job.
Yeah.
Musa, go for it.
Yeah, so I'm going to be reading from Genesis 3, verse 1 to 7.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the New International Version, which says, "Now the serpent was more craftier than any of the wild animals the Lord has made. He said to the woman, 'Did God really say, you must not eat from any tree in this garden?' The woman said to the serpent, 'We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did not say you must not eat from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it or you will die.' Verse 4, 'You will not certainly die,' the serpent said to the woman, 'for God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.' Verse 6, 'When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some of it and ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. Verse 7, 'Then the eyes of both of them were opened and they realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made covering for themselves.'"
There we go. Verse 24 says, "After he drove the man out, he placed on the east side of the Garden of Eden cherubim and a flaming sword flashing back and forth to guard the way to the tree of life."
Mm.
So that's what we're looking at, because what we're focusing on, as Musa mentioned, but the century. So now we're focusing on the 9th century.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. I won't lie to you. I got excited today as I was, you know, just doing my research and mm-hmm. watching some videos, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, remember, we started in the first century, so it has been all about the Roman Empire
yeah.
and the Christianity, how Christianity was coming to place. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, the whole century, first century, it's like determined or decided based on the birth of Christ.
Mm.
So that's what we have been looking at. So we learned about Christians. We learned about the Roman Empire, obviously, and different emperors. Not everything, really, I cannot say 100% accurate, but it was like, you know, summarizing what we have been learning.
Mm.
At the same time, we learned about the persecution. We learned about Mediterranean Sea, all the countries, you know, the countries
yeah, yeah.
that made up, if I can say, regions that made up the whole empire. So all the coast countries and how they, you know, invaded mm. other places and took over and all that, like Alexandria, which is in Egypt, in Africa. So stuff like that. And then I think one of the things that we also learned about is how the whole Silk Road,
yeah.
and so it was used for trading. People used to be able to network when they were doing trading and all that. So
yeah, yeah.
the word itself, silk, actually comes from a cloth that was made in China, which is called silk, and it was dominating mm-hmm. at that time in that economy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how that road was named Silk Road. And at the same time, we learned how about Buddhism started spreading, in fact, through this, and many Meccans were traveling. They supported this whole thing. We learned about the dynasty of China. Mm-hmm. And 410 AD, how the Visigoths from north, there's this word, I think it's called, the word is Scandinavian. Hope I'm pronouncing the word right.
Okay.
So they came from north Germany, and they invaded the Roman Empire. And okay. it's amazing because now, after learning about the rise of the Muslim Muhammad and how this guy started taking over, especially where you have your Arab people.
Yeah.
Now we're looking at the Vikings.
Okay.
That's gonna be interesting. And we had some glimpses, if I can say that, you know, on the Mayan kingdom.
Yeah.
And the African, the Bantu people, because you know where we are in South Africa,
yeah.
we actually the descendants of the Bantu people.
Mm-hmm.
So how at that time they started just, you know, migrating from places like Egypt, Cairo, coming down, you know, searching for land. And it's
yeah.
amazing because it was not just there. You also have people, hope I'm pronouncing the word right. Forgive me, it's nomadic. So these people are
yeah.
actually people that move around. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it seems like that's how people, long time, they used to live. Because even the time when God called Abraham in the Bible,
yeah.
you know, just yeah. that now it's like almost like, I think 3,000 years
mm-hmm.
after God called Abraham, and some of the people, they're still moving around. It's called
yeah.
foraging. Sometimes people used to live based on, you know, hunting animals and all that.
Yeah.
So, but you sort of have like something in common with these different people in North America. What's famous is the Mayan kingdom, the Maya city, all that.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, you also had the African people moving around. At the same time, you also have these people from Mongolia or Japan that used to be moving around. So it was not just in one continent or a certain, you know, a cultural group of certain people. Do you understand what I'm saying? So
yeah.
it was in different places, and it seems like that's how people used to live their lives.
Yeah.
So now we're looking at the Vikings, the 9th century. Apparently, this started later in the 8th century.
Okay.
So that is like around 793 AD.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's now that's the time they say the Vikings started. Do you understand what I'm saying? So that's what we're going to be looking at. Now, trying to explain, why did we read those scriptures? You know, the verses that Musa read? Because we have a topic that says, what is your life's geolocation? You know what I'm saying? And I think what determines that is the meaning that your life is based on. You know what I'm saying? So God created everything. That's what we believe. We speak the word of God. We believe in Jesus. That's why we're here. So God created everything, you know, and God gave meaning to us as people. Do you understand what I'm saying? But the serpent, you know, tempted men to do something that they were instructed to not do. And now what happened is that man himself, I love the last verse that I read. It says they were kicked out of the garden. Do you understand what I'm saying? And the rest of us were born outside the garden. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. When they lost the garden, they lost the meaning, the first purpose that they were created for, the first purpose that they had for. So it's like an exile. You see what I'm saying? It's like an exile. So they were taken into captive by the enemy. You see what I'm saying? And you can actually relate to those stories, you know, the war movies, people fighting in battlefields, stuff like that. So you can relate to that, how one nation or one group of, you know, warriors will come and take over, you know, and start now taking people into captive like as slaves. You see what I'm saying? And now when these slaves are taken to the warriors' land, they are born there in exile. It's like they are in exile. They are born there. They're not born where their parents originally come from. You see what I'm saying? So that's the thing to say. It's the same thing that now we're born into the world, but we're born into a wrong meaning. We're born into a wrong purpose. We're born into a wrong geolocation, if I can say that. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it's like we're born, but already we're born in a place that is not our home. See what I'm saying? So somehow we lost. We never know what home is. It doesn't mean that home doesn't exist. Do you understand what I'm saying? And it's obvious if you're slaves, I mean, your parents are slaves, so you will be born as a slave too. You see what I'm saying? And that's what Christ now came for, came to sort. So looking now at history, the 9th century, I hope you're ready. Hope you're ready. So I'm going to be reading just a list of things, and I'm going to be skipping because it's a lot of things. So it says the war against the Hainu ends. So the Hainu were people in Japan, one of the groups of people in Japan. So that's what happened. And the Emperor Kamu has left court appointed aristocrats as leaders of his army. So that's just one of the things that we learn about. And then another thing that we learn about, I think, which was very interesting, is the new Abbasid Caliph in Baghdad, son of al-Rashid, Abdallah al-Maman, sends people to Constantinople Empire to collect scientific works by ancient Greeks. So I'm reading these words and I felt like I'm a Muslim for the first time. Yeah, so I love that because these people somehow they it's like they're open-minded, if I can say that. And they are just stuff that they develop, either skyscrapers or, you know what I'm saying. So the fact that they were interested, you know, in all the scientific works by ancient Greeks, which obviously was in the Roman Empire. You see what in Rome. So another thing that we're learning about is the kingdom of Xerxes wins in war and becomes the dominate power in England. So you have people that are called or replaced, it's called Anglo-Saxon.
Yeah.
And they say this is a cultural group of people that came from places like Denmark, Finland, North Germany. So they inhabited this place, which is what it's called Wessex. You see what I'm saying? Okay. And obviously now Wessex became one of the kingdoms that had a dynasty that carried on. In fact, eventually it came to rule the whole country. You see what I'm saying? Now this is UK in our modern time. So that's one of the things that we're learning about. And then in China, the Tang dynasty limps along political, a reckless teenage Jing Zong. So apparently because he invited people to the court didn't qualify to be there.
Yeah.
So they assassinated him.
Yeah.
And now this is what we have been talking about. It says in Norway, two women are buried in a Viking ship. They buried in a ship. A Viking ship.
Yeah, I also see that chair, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And it says in the year 2008 it will be called the Osberg ship. Or Orsberg ship. One of the women will be described as upper class and her skeleton indicating that she led a hard life. The older woman in her 70s, perhaps over 80, has cancerous tumors in her bones, perhaps having spread there from breast to uterine cancer. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Another thing that we also learn about is that, so these guys that, remember about this guy that we were speaking about from China, we invited people that were not Jing Zong, that were not qualified, so he was assassinated. Now, the same people, they chose this guy called Wu Zong, hope that's right. Wuzong. Can you speak Chinese?
No, I think you can. speak Chinese?
So he was 36 years old as an emperor. And now what this guy did,
yeah,
he started killing some of the monks. He started, he was just against the whole Buddhism thing that was taking place.
Yeah.
And he took some of the land, in fact, more of the land from the priests and all that. Now, they say that Buddhism, ever since that happened, it has never recovered, fully. So that's one of the things that we also learned. And then it says, this is the word, in Scandinavia, an increase in population has inspired people called Vikings or Norsemen to venture in out long boats. This year, give or take a year or so, Vikings land and build a settlement of the south bank of the river Leffe, founding what will eventually be the city of Dublin.
Yeah.
So now, I actually took some personal interest on the Vikings and I did my own research and how at the same time they attack. Remember, we were speaking about the Wessex.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So now them actually going there, trying to take over the Wessex, and guess what happened?
What?
Is that the Wessex, they got united and were able to fight against them. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
And I heard one of the guys saying, but when they went to what used to be Wessex, what used to be Anglo-Saxon, the reason why they went there, it was actually to, not just attack, because these guys, they are called the predators. They are destroyers. So why they went there was not now to attack anymore, but they just wanted land. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And give some of their men as, warriors to fight for the countries that where they wanted land from. So I think that was just, Vikings. One of the things I also learned about was that, so you have places like Scandinavia or Nordic. So Nordic countries like Finland, Norway, Denmark, You know, so that's those places, what used to happen is that between Denmark and Norway, there used to be trading, but because of the pirates, you see what I'm saying? So somehow, I just love the fact that even in that region, you can actually see trading, you know, taking place. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, there were pirates. Do you understand what I'm saying? So now kings, you know, they had to fight against this thing. You see, so that's one of the reasons that they give to say why Vikings, you know, took place, stuff like that. And other people say because there was not enough, you know, land, you know, to give to people. So when they discovered, in fact, when you scroll down, you start to read about one of the Vikings people, they come back and report that, and say there's much more land in the west or in the east or in the south. You see what I'm saying? So that will make them now to go take over the land. And so one of the things that they say is that the whole dominion of Christianity, you know, spreading to North Europe, and these kings now taking over. You see what I'm saying? So these guys have to be strong and fight against it. You see what I'm saying? And I did see the Muslims fighting. It was like in France, the Muslim fighting against the Vikings, and looked like the Vikings lost. So and many times that the Muslim will lose, you see. So that's the thing. So I know that we're also going to be looking at Ottomans. So I think that was very interesting.
I agree.
It's so good at the same time to, you know, to look at these things, looking at the history, like looking at the Maya city, because now the Maya city at that time in the 9th century was abandoned. There were new cities that were taking place. And most of the cities in the Mayan kingdom, so they will have around a population of 5,000 people to 50,000 people. And the whole kingdom itself, it had like around 10 million, so 2 million to 10 million population. That's what was happening. So you see where North America ends, connecting to South America. So from there, going up to probably half of Mexico, that was the whole kingdom of the Mayan people. So I think it's very, very, very interesting. You know, just following up on history, and these guys, they were unstoppable. The Vikings, they were just unstoppable. They were taking over. So you can, like, let me give you one thing. This is a note. It says Vikings settled in Iceland.
Settled in Iceland.
Yeah, Vikings settled in Iceland. So there are many things that they were doing here. Another one, it says Vikings voyage up the river Seine, attack at Paris, up the Rhine to Coligny, and they attack Aix-la-Chapel. So there are many things that they're doing, and I also saw that when they got to Paris, they were bribed to not attack. So they did not attack. And the fact that they also were probably the first ones to reach North America.
Yeah.
You see, so that's why, because I believe they had good, what do you call, ships. They had good ships, you know, to be able to, you know, get to UK, to be able to get to America, and so stuff like that. So, just about the Vikings, but you can go out, check these things for yourself.
No, it's interesting.
I know there's I don't know if it's a series. Is it a series on Vikings?
Yeah, no, there is a series. Yeah. I did see that, yeah.
Yeah. So Musa watched that thing. I mean, the whole thing.
I actually didn't. didn't? No, I just saw. So like when I was researching on this, I saw like series, and then I thought maybe is Vikings real or is it just a movie?
Yeah.
But yeah.
It's based on a true story.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'll check it out.
So yeah, that's interesting. Again, as we're saying, you know, using this story, trying to just, you know, connect everything. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. To say, I heard someone saying, it doesn't matter where you are, but you're always at war.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and
true.
You losing the war can actually just be the thing that determines where your children, in what state your children will be born into. in. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? So it's very important that, you know, we get it right and we're not getting defeated all the time. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because end of the day, if we live life based on a wrong meaning, guess what happens?
Mm. Nah.
We have wasted life.
Yeah, you definitely, know? Yeah.
There's one of the one particle of a cell, it's called lysome. So in the body. So what lysome is there for?
Yeah.
It's to just, you know, take all the rubbish, that's all the waste in your cell.
Is it?
It like cleans up your just cell. So now we like the waste, you know, and death, it just comes and takes us away, like the lysome particle in the cell. Yeah. So yeah, so that's what happens. The question, this is a very, very important question to say, are you born in exile? Do you know what home is? Do you know God as your father? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Are you even at home? You know, what assures you that you're at home? It's the peace that you get. There's always a certain peace that you have when you're at home.
Yeah.
You see what I'm... And you can look at maybe moments where you're just outside and it's so cold and all that. The moment you get into the house, you know, you there's that warmness, there's that peace. And that's the thing to say, within you, do you have that peace?
Yeah,
true. You know what I'm saying? Within you, do you have that peace? And and I love the topic when it says, what is, you know, your life's geolocation? When we have to find, you know, where your life is, will we find that your life is located in pain? Will you find that your life is located in meaningless, you know, in unforgiveness? Will we find that your life is located? It's all about parties. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We always find you there on Fridays.
They know where to find you.
No, those guys, man, they're going to work on Mondays. Hey, they can't walk proper. They can't stand still. You know? They're drunk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
So will we find you, or maybe we cannot, but maybe you can.
Yeah.
Look at your life and look at where your life is located.
Currently,
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's the most important thing to say. Your life will always be based on a meaning. You know, and most of the times growing up, the meaning in life was all about sex, sleeping around, was all about drinking, was all about fame. Those are the things that, you know, gave my life meaning. You know what, I used to dream a lot, man, especially music, you know what I'm saying? Because I felt like that was just one platform. If you become famous, then you will do whatever you want.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So that was just the thing to say. But all along, I was being exiled. Do you understand? I was born into this world that gives meaning to life. Do you understand what I'm saying? In a wrong way, that we say fame, you know, having a girl, it's a meaning of life. Do you understand? I was born in, do you understand what I'm saying? Into that way of living. But when in my life I was broken enough, and I cannot even say I found Jesus, but when I came to know Jesus, I realized, wait, there's home, you know? Life has a better meaning than this. You see what I'm saying? Because to what point does the meaning of your life stand? You know, when things are hard, I know most of the time, sometimes it's a guy, you get broken by a girl. That money that you have, those status that you have, they don't matter.
Doesn't. Not at
Musa
all.
Musa shaking his head. Tell us more, Musa.
Nah, it doesn't matter. I mean, your mind will be focused on one thing now. Whatever money you have, it won't make you happy.
Have you ever had that?
Yeah, plenty of times. Yeah, but you know what? What stays in Let's Talk? Oh, no. What's said in Let's Talk stays in Let's Talk. No, I'm joking.
So that's what we're talking about. And Musa will just add more and more and more and more.
Yeah, no, like from what Lwando was saying is that a lot of people are just going through life and not knowing where they currently are. So they're just making decisions of who they want to be. I mean, you heard Lwando saying that he had dreams, you know. He was thinking, this is life, this is this. But at the moment, do you know where you're at? You know what I'm saying? You need to know. I mean, I know it's a bit off to say, but some people need to know their potential before making like hectic decisions that will change your life. Because immediately, you whatever decision you take, you don't know, but that decision you're taking there may change your entire life. You know what I'm saying? And it may be for the good or for the bad. We don't know the decision you're taking.
Yeah.
That's why with life, you need to know where you're at before you're just going on with life. I mean, none of us want to just, you know, be like the wind, flow with life. We all need to, if you do well, you need to change, because you need to know where you're going in life, you know?
Yeah.
You need to have a set down plan everywhere you need to go. You know what I'm saying? Not just follow the wind.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, we're not leaves. We rock.
There we go.
Yeah.
I think you made a statement.
Yeah.
Your decision can kill your potential.
Yeah.
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 If you're not aware of why you're here for.
Yeah.
So we have come to the conclusion, and we'll bring you more stuff next week.
Yeah.
And we believe that we have enjoyed the show. So right now, and maybe like I'm just one of the people lost, not knowing where I'm heading to, at the same time not knowing where I'm coming from. So we're giving you this opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Right now, at this moment, you can pray this prayer. Say, Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
I believe.
With all my heart,
I confess with my mouth that you are the Son of God.
That you are
the Son of God. You were raised from the dead.
And
right now,
you are seated
at the right hand
of the Father,
interceding for me. In Jesus' name, I pray.
Amen.
Let's talk.
Yeah.
Like what you're listening to?
Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM,
Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook at /ActiveFM.